This is Insight live on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu. This week's sound advice is a little bit different in that we're keeping it in the Cap Radio family. Cap Radio Music's morning classical host, Kevin Doherty, introduces us to our new midday host, Jennifer Reason. Reason is no stranger to Sacramento audiences. She graduated from Sac State with a degree in piano performance and has a demanding concert schedule. So it came as a little bit of a surprise when, during a conversation with Kevin Doherty, she said, as a child, she didn't really like practicing the piano.
So my mom is a piano teacher, and she had the rule of you will study until you're 18 in my house. And I just was not on board at all. I would literally throw fits or objects such as my shoes, pillows, like at her. And, you know, be sent to my room, just tantrums. Like, I hate this. I hate you. Are you so mean to me?
Why didn't you like it that much?
I think I just wanted to be doing literally anything else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, we'll dig a little bit more. We'll find out a little bit more about that in just a second. As this is a sound advice segment, let's take a listen to a little music. And Jen, you told me recently that this next piece is constantly in your head, so much so that you almost don't like to admit it. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's always there. It follows me around. This is Dvorak's Carnival Overture, and I don't know what it is about it. It's just so fun.
It's a pretty celebratory piece for sure. Yeah. So what is it about that piece? Where'd you first hear it?
Gosh, I heard it years and years ago and was like, God, what is that? It's really that's on loop in my head, and it got solidified. I did a European tour last year with an orchestra, and that was the opening piece. And so now that earworm is in there forever. And apparently I could be seen from backstage quasi-conducting it.
Well, so you were talking about when you were a kid that you really didn't want to take piano lessons or practice. Mm. In fact, you threw some tantrums, but yet here you are now. When did you decide that you wanted to pursue this career in music?
Well, you know, there's multiple stages, and I have to be grateful to my mother who tolerated said tantrums, and she eventually arrived at just flat-out bribery. So rather than an allowance, I got a practice allowance. And if I did 5 days in a row, you know, that's a trip to the toy store. So that kind of started the economic incentive, if you will. And then I got my first little gig when I was 12, and I had to get a little worker's permit and everything. And it was playing with a gospel band. I know, it's really cute. Sunday nights at this church down the street. And, you know, I was making $25 a week. Watch out. It's a 12-year-old that is bags of gold. And, you know, and I got to go say all my friends, oh, do you not have $20? Because I do. And that was like, oh, wait a minute. I see a future here. But, you know, then the teenage years happen, high school happens, and I needed an adult inspiration. And it was right about 16 that I met my teacher and forever mentor, Richard Cianco, and he really solidified the path.
Well, that's great. And that's a bit of a segue into our next selection of music, too, which I'm excited about. And when it comes to this piece of music, he kind of threw the gauntlet down, didn't he?
Well, yes.
In a way.
In a way. I like a challenge, and I like being told I can't do something. So I had just started my undergrad at Sac State, my little 18-year-old self. And one of the things I really enjoy about Richard Cianco is his vast performance skill and how much he's out there actually doing it. And I saw him give a recital of Latin American piano music, and he played the Andalusia Suite by Ernesto Lecuona, and it blew my teenage mind. And I marched right up to him and said, I'm going to play that. And he said, no, you are not. You cannot. Maybe, but not now, but I will. And that just became the ceaseless, relentless goal, is I was going to play that piece. And I did. I put it on my junior recital, and I've performed it innumerable times since then. So
Would you say you perform it better than him now?
I will never say any such thing.
Fair enough. Well, tell us a little bit about the selection.
So this is a really cool piece. It's six movements, and this is the final one, the Malaguena.
That is Richard Chanko playing the Malaguena, the last movement from the Andalusia Suite. I'm Kevin Daugherty, morning classical host on CAP Radio, and I'm here with our new midday classical host, Jennifer Reason. And Jennifer's telling us a little bit about her story through music. We just heard Richard Chanko, and Richard had a really big influence on your piano playing, but he's also sort of continually challenged you as well, right? There was a time that you had to make a choice between piano and another activity that was a really big part of your life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, he's been a guiding force in a number of decisions. And I come from, in addition to a musical family, a very martial arts driven family. If you're going to hold your own in my sibling lineup, you will study martial arts seriously. So I have a black belt. Many of my siblings have black belts as well. And, you know, I was really torn for a long time because, as you can imagine, that takes about as much dedication as studying solo classical piano does. And, you know, there's lots of sparring, lots of training. We were in a very, very serious dojo and it was, you know, training on cement. And you will do push-ups in the parking lot until your knuckles are bloody. And
oh my goodness, I can't even do push-ups on the carpet with on my knuckles.
Oh, another life. Yes. So I don't know. I came into my lesson with bloody fingers one too many times. And one day Richard said, "That's it. You will choose."
Oh, my goodness.
Piano or this. So piano won.
Wow. That is quite a story. But hey, you know what? Taekwondo really leads to the discipline of practicing piano. And now without that, you have more time to challenge yourself. And I know you like a challenge. You already said that, you know, mm-hmm. Somebody tells you, no, you're ready. Tell us about your introduction to piano concerto repertoire. You didn't start with an easy one.
No. And I spent a long time, as a lot of pianists do, I think, you know, alone in your practice room preparing solo material. And when I first got to Sac State, was first my exposure to chamber music and collaborative music of any kind. And we were studying concertos in a two piano version. So one person would have the orchestral reduction and one person would have the solo. And I got the Shostakovich second piano concerto. And just playing that with another person and just that impactful music and how stunning, especially the second movement, is. It was just this mind-blowing moment of, oh, you can do this together and there's just nothing like this. I love it.
Tell us what we're listening for. That's going to be our next selection. What are we listening for?
Sure. So this is his second piano concerto and it's the second movement, the slow movement.
You know, I'll say just to the ear, it almost sounds kind of simple. And I know that Shostakovich, and I know it's anything but simple. What are you thinking when you're playing this, or what makes it hard to play? What's the challenge there?
You know, honestly, it's the outer movements that are the technical challenge. But sometimes simplicity is the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Truly. The second movement from Shostakovich's second piano concerto. Well, Jennifer, as a graduate of Sacramento State, you were already a staple in the community, but, you know, you're also the artistic director of the choral group RSVP. You're the music director of the opera-leaning collective Rogue Music Project with me, by the way. We're in that together. And a member of the new music ensemble City Water. You're so busy. Why add radio to that already packed schedule?
Well, I think what's missing from everything you just said is the ongoing conversation about music. In this job, I get to talk about it every day and talk about it with people who listen and love it the way I do. And that's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. And you're brand new to radio, too. I mean, you've only been doing it for about a year. What brought you to it? How did you get this job?
Pure an accidental twist of fate, honestly. It had never crossed my mind as a possibility ever before this. And in the guise of the two groups that you just said, RSVP was on Insight, as was City Water. And I was one of the people that was involved in the interview, thinking I was just there promoting my own concert series, you know, and maybe a month after one of those, the music director, Paul Conley, called me out of the nowhere and said, "Hi, I'm Paul. Has anyone ever said to you that you have a radio voice?" I said, "What? No, no one's ever said that to me." So that's kind of how it started. And he asked me, did I want to consider being a stand-in host? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. What does this mean? So,
well, thank goodness. And of course, Jennifer is talking about Paul Conley, the managing editor for music and arts here at Cap Radio. And thank goodness for Paul making that call to you. That is very, very lucky for us. We talked about City Water just a little bit ago, and this is sort of getting into our next selection of music here. But you have an affinity for new music, but I know that that's not necessarily everybody's cup of tea, and it wasn't yours either at first. So how did you kind of make that change? When did that happen?
You know, all roads lead back to Richard Cianco. We'll
of
just say that.
Do.
I was a self-professed rabid new music hater. You know, as 20-year-olds will be, we know everything. We're immovable. Got it figured out. Thank you very much. And I just thought it was the stupidest, most abrasive thing to ever happen. And why would anybody delve into this quote-unquote art form? And you know, he's like, stop talking. Let me help you. And you will play this and you will like it. I'm like, no, I won't, though. I won't. And here I am. And now I, you know, I do like it. And it's amazing to be able to make new music and to drive our own cultural conversation and heritage forward and work with living composers and find our sound. Who are we as Americans? And, you know, there's so much beautiful, amazing music being made, and we get to be a part of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, like this next piece that you're going to play for us right now. Tell us, I mean, you played this with City Water, right?
I did, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is the Concerto for Percussion and Piano Trio, which just as a genre all by itself is so much fun to even say. Who's ever heard of that type of concerto? But this is Kenji Bunch. He's from New York. He's a younger man. And this is the On Trio performing, AHN. They're sisters. They came to Sac State, blew my mind, you know. So then I told City Water we had to play this piece.
That's got a groove to it.
Doesn't
for sure,
it?
Huh? Oh my goodness. That's not something you hear in everyday classical music for sure.
No, I think that was a drum kit.
Very cool. That was the On Trio performing the piano trio and percussion.
That's
yes,
right.
Yeah. By composer Kenji Bunch. Well, I know for you, Jennifer, it's not all music all the time. even though it might seem like it because you do so much of it. But what do you do in your spare time?
Well, once I was forced to give up my love for martial arts, something had to fill that hole. And, you know, I really, really enjoy the outdoors. So I've been lucky enough to put together a group of fellow musicians, and we go and we backpack sometimes a week, sometimes a day. We hike, just see the natural world.
I love that you do that to get away from music, and yet you're still backpacking and hiking with musicians.
I know.
But still, you have to have that
but
community.
It's silent.
Yeah.
No notes.
Well, and I also know that it's not all classical music. As a matter of fact, classical music wasn't really your first love, was it?
No, it wasn't. And I was brought up in a household where my mom liked Mozart and Chopin, but my dad liked rock and roll and blues. And much to her chagrin, my first album from him was Metallica. When I was 10, here, honey, here's some real music. I have a love for heavy metal, and I'm not sorry about it.
Yeah, don't apologize for it. Well, and this next clip is pretty cool, too, because we're not going too far outside the box here, but tell us a little bit about what you brought for our final clip of the day.
It's just important to note that a lot of these musicians are classically trained and studied at conservatories and could only carry off this technique and this ferocity and, you know, that sort of thing with good training. So there's that. But much to my extreme pleasure, Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony did an almost 3-hour concert. Mind blowing. So this is an orchestrated collaboration with that orchestra and Metallica.
All right, let's listen.
That was Cap Radio Music's morning classical host, Kevin Doherty, introducing us to our new midday classical host, Jennifer Reason. You can hear her from 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon every weekday on Cap Radio Music at 88.9 FM. That is Insight for today. I'm Pamela Wu. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Dravel. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Anthony Van Hook. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We are back on Monday with another week of live shows. Thanks for joining us.